94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And ServPro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say.
Welcome to the show. It's Ray Gustafson. Joined in studio, Pastor Doug Adams is with the Trinity Lutheran Church of Berrien Springs. How you doing, Pastor?
Doing well, Ray. Thanks for having us on.
Glad to have you here. Now, tell us a little bit, and then I want you to introduce who else you brought with today. Tell us about the church and what you guys do.
Yeah, Trinity Lutheran Church is located in Berrien Springs, almost right across from the fairgrounds there. And our ministry with our school is to provide the Word of God and some compassion ministries, which is what we're here to talk about, one of them, to the community and to our members. So share the love of Jesus Christ with those who are in need.
How long have you been pastor?
I have been a pastor for 18 years, but I have been here in Berrien Springs going on six.
I like to ask this question. What makes you get up in the morning and say, this is something I need to be doing?
The drive of remembering what our Lord shared with others,
mm-hmm.
His ability to do the same, even when he was tired, the see the need of those around us and to be able to find ways to respond to that.
Yeah.
The challenge of, you know, sometimes, finding the people that the world has, forgotten. And remembering those are the ones that Jesus went after.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. And you hit the nail on the head when you said the word help in there, just helping those in need, and that's great. And the reason that I brought you in today and we wanted to talk today, and I'll have you introduce your guest in a moment, is, church is not just about what happens inside the building. Is that a fair statement?
I mean, oh, yeah, that's a fair statement, and that's what we're working on.
So would it be fair for me to say that you, as your church community, you're peeling back the walls of the church and reaching out into the community?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm going to trademark that, by the way.
Yeah, there we go. Well, and it's also, it's an older way of looking at the church is that the parish was not just the walls of the building.
Yeah.
The parish was and is the community. So we're come to serve not just those who are in the pews on a Sunday morning, but to share those, you know, as Jesus would say, who's your neighbor?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that would be everybody.
Exactly. So you know, quite frequently a church will be contacted by somebody or someone in need, but it's also good for a church to seek out and try to find ways that they can help the community and find needs that aren't necessarily being met. And that's what you've done with your heart vehicle. I'm trying to make a little smooth segue here, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So tell us who you brought in and what the program is about here.
Yeah, I brought with me Troy Marschke. He's one of our trustees, and also he has a great passion to help with the local community and our first responders. And he's helping with what we call the heart vehicle. It's helping area first responders. Or response teams, and it's a vehicle to help those who are helping us. And the need came out of really our observation a few years ago in February when we had the floods in Berrien Springs.
Right.
And we noticed through the Red Cross shelter and other things that many of our local police and fire, they were on duty almost 24/7 without a whole lot of support, or the support would come from a little bit from the Red Cross and from churches. And then also I remember I served on a parish on the other side of the state. We have a sister congregation who did this and remembered that might be something that we could start in Berrien Springs in Berrien County. So talk to Troy a little bit and put the bug in his ear. And we were just looking for ways to do this, and I just happened to be sitting across from a pastor at a conference telling him about our situation, what we're looking at, and he just happened to say, well, do you want our old rig?
Wow.
And I thought he was kidding, and he said, no, I'll give it to you for free. You just have to come pick it up.
Okay.
So, and I don't know, Troy, if you remember that, I texted you. Do you want an old ambulance?
Absolutely.
He thought I was kidding too, and I'm like, no, I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
So, and a few months later, we went down and picked it up, and that was the beginning of Hart and Berrien County.
So, welcome, Troy. By the way, I wanted to let you say howdy there.
Howdy.
So when you first came up with this idea, or when you first saw the need, you didn't really know what you were looking for quite yet, or maybe it was a dream to go, wow, you know, I don't want to call it an old ambulance, but I guess a rig like this would be perfect for it. What were some other things that you were thinking about doing, though, to try to help this before this opportunity presented itself?
Well, one of the things before we were able to get the rig was just to work with local first responders and really try to assess their needs. We had been helping with providing water and Gatorade and other resources during the fair, knowing that especially in August, it gets very hot. So our congregation would purchase large chunks of water and Gatorade and make that available for them. And then also just to be on call for any type of other needs. We also do the National Night Out in conjunction with the police and fire. So we had the beginnings of some relationships there and some working. And this was just kind of, we were looking initially as an extension of something that might have come down, you know, in a year or so.
Yeah.
And until the Lord said, do you want the rig?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's a great opportunity. I think a great idea. So Troy, what tell us a little bit about the rig, I guess, as we'll call it, what it's equipped to do, and some of the things that it will accomplish.
Absolutely, our retired ambulance is retrofitted. We have snacks for the responders. We have a refrigerator. We have coffee makers. We can supply them warm food. Cold drinks, mm-hmm. warm drinks, a place to cool down in the summer, a place to warm up in the winter. When they're on scene and they call us in because they feel the need for some assistance as well, that's what we want to do, whatever we can do. We supply towels and blankets, and we have for if victims are in need of anything comforting until somebody can come along and take care of them, we have minimum items, deodorant and something, toothbrushes, get them through the night.
Yeah.
Till they can get somewhere safe.
Yeah, you don't always think about, you know, the first responders when they're out responding, like you said with the floods, Pastor, about, you know, some of the first responders were out there for many, many hours. It wasn't necessarily really bad weather at the time, but still just a place for them to sit back and take a little breather. Like you said, if it's hot outside, step in and just to take a little bit of a break, because I don't think people realize how much they go through, you know, when they're on scene. And like you said, there just really isn't a place for them to go unless the, like you said, some help from the Red Cross and others, don't get me wrong, but there isn't really, if you're out on a, you know, out on the highway, or you're out at a fire or something like that, there just isn't a place for them to go.
Yeah.
So is there, so how did you come up? Now the rig you said was donated, which is great, but you did need to kind of, I don't want to say retrofit it a little bit, but how are you covering the costs to keep this thing operational now? What are you looking to do, or what are you doing?
All of our costs are completely sponsors and donors. We are nonprofit. We are doing in the soon to be is July 20th. We are having a car show fundraiser.
That's what I was just about to ask about. Okay. Yep.
Registration starts at 8 a.m. Cost is $5 for registries. And then the show will start at 9 and last till about 2, when we'll hand out some trophies and some 50-50 prizes and hot dogs, waters, things to raise money and hopefully fund us for the year.
And where's the car show going to be?
That'll be held at Trinity in Berrien Springs. Okay. We have a nice open field out back that'll hold a couple hundred cars. And hopefully more.
That's what you anticipate showing up at least? Yeah.
Yes.
And it's all a fundraiser to benefit or to keep this this program going, right?
Yep. And it is free to the public. So
okay.
Come out and check out other people's things that they like to show off as well and meet us. Go ahead and walk through the rig. We'll have a couple of our sponsors there. Shadow Trailers is a big one. They let us store our rig at their building. So we're very thankful for a place to keep it.
And that's climate controlled so that if, you know, when you go to take it out, if it's, you don't have to scrape ice off of it or whatever, or, you know, it's not out in the intense heat. So you can respond quickly to be able to do that. So, well, this is a great thing. You, I admire you for coming together and putting this together because you saw a need in the community, Pastor. And I applaud you for the what you're doing and the work that you and the church and your congregation are doing.
Yeah, thank you. It's the least we can do for the men and women who volunteer. And you know, at church, and we thank the Lord during the prayers each week for those that you know allow us to live quiet and peaceful lives because you know in the middle of the night their sleep's interrupted so they can go help.
Exactly.
So it's the least we think we can do to help support them while they're supporting and protecting us.
For more information about the car show coming up on the 20th or for anything that Trinity does, what's a good place to go to find out more information?
We have a Facebook page for HART, H-A-R-T, Berrien County. You can find out more about us there. We also have a Facebook page and a website for Trinity Lutheran Church and School in Berrien Springs.
Okay. So just do a Google search. It's easy to find, or do a Facebook search, Trinity Lutheran Church of Berrien Springs. Pastor Doug Adams, Troy Marski from Trinity Lutheran Church in Berrien Springs. Thanks for coming in, and thanks for all you do for the community.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Got Something to Say, brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Got Something to Say from News Talk 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.